Gemara. Finish the Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Tosis on the bottom. We have now set up the sugya, abitlo v'lo bitlo, kimo v'lo kimo, Rav Yochanan Mishlakish. We've seen the Shitas of Rashi, the Girs of Rashi, and the Pshat and the Gemara according to Rashi. We've also been introduced to the other Rishonim, the Girs of Sarach. We have a very fundamental machlokes between Rav Yochanan Mishlakish regarding bitlo v'lo bitlo, or kimo v'lo kimo. We have the Shitas of Rav Yochanan according to Rashi, bitlo v'lo bitlo, and Rav Shlokish kimo v'lo kimo. We have the other way around according to the other Rishonim. Let's come back to Rashi for now. According to Rashi, the problem of why Rav Yochanan holds bitlo v'lo bitlo, Rav Shlokish cannot hold that way, is based on Hasra Safik. The Gemara Rav Yochanan is of the opinion Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. Rav Shlokish is of the opinion Hasra Safik Lo Shema Hasra. And the way Rashi learns the sugya, the problem of Hasra Safik is specifically according to the Shita bitlo v'lo bitlo. Bitlo v'lo bitlo means that the Malkus, in order to have Malkus for a lev shenitak la'aseh, you have to be mevatel the aseh b'yadayim. And since the Hasra, explains Rashi, is only given at the time of the original Aveira, not at the time of the bitlo aseh, therefore you're talking about Hasra Safik. Because we don't know at the time of the Hasra whether the person will end up violating the getting the Malkus by virtue of being mevatel the aseh, therefore it's Hasra Safik. If Shulakish, who holds Hasra Safik, goes Shema Hasra, has to therefore kimo v'lo kimo. Why is kimo v'lo kimo not a problem of Hasra Safik? So the Gemara, according to Rashi, seems to be because the Yilav is b'chayiv Malkus right now. The kiyum ha'aseh is something which would serve as a substitute for the Malkus, a different onus, so to speak, instead of the Malkus. From that perspective, it's not Hasra Safik because the Malkus is m'chayiv right now, the Malkus. Tosus had a different approach, as we were explaining last year. Tosus holds that really the pshat is that when you do the essay, you take away the chiyuv malkus. Not that you substitute a different onesh for the onesh malkus, it's that you're not mechuyev malkus. It's taking away from the chiyuv. Therefore, Tosus raises the question, why is Hasra Safik not a problem in the case of kimo v'lo kimo? And Tosus gives the yesod that we saw of Arichus that the riot from the case of Nazir Shosayayin, that we look at the state of right now and we see if right now the matzah of Lefaneinu would be that the person would mischayev that chiyuv, that's called Hasras Vaday. Whereas if you need to do something new, some new maisa in order that the chiyuv should exist, but not the status quo would not lead to the chiyuv, that would be called Hasras Safik. Therefore, bitlo v'lo bitlo, where you need a maisa to mevatel the aseh b'yadayim in order to mechayev malkus, that's called Hasra Safik. However, according to kimo v'lo kimo, since as things would stand right now, if he would not do the essay, right now he's not being mekayem the essay, so that's the presumption that we hold on to, and therefore we see, and we say it's called Hasra Vaday. We saw ke'en zeh and Tosis and Shabbos Daf Dalet regarding v'diyas hapas, except that there was a little bit of a diuk in the lashon of Tosis that Rabbi Akiva Eiger was omid on, where Tosis seems to also focus on whether the person had the das to do it or not to do it, as opposed to simply what would be the matzav right now if it remained in this situation. Either way, that's the inyan that we went through last year. The Gemara, let's finish the Gemara first. The Gemara continues. So the Gemara says that the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish by bitlo v'lo bitlo kimo v'lo kimo, just keep in mind Rabbos say that according to the Rishonim, the other Rishonim, it comes out very different. According to the other Rishonim, the problem of kimo of Hasra Safik is dafka according to Manda Omar, kimo v'lo kimo. They assume that what has to happen is that the assay becomes no longer possible to be mekuyim and to mekayim it, and that's why it's Hasra Safik, because you don't know what's going to be later on. Maybe he'll get malchus, maybe he won't. It depends if the assay becomes not possible to fulfill. Whereas bitlo v'lo bitlo is not called Hasra Safik, because in that case, the Hasra can actually be given at the time that he's mevatel the essay, which, as the Ritva says, is considered in some way a chiluk of the Isser as well. Okay, that's the other Rishonim. Either way, we know Rav Yochanan is the one who holds Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, as Gemara now is going to tell us. Rav Shlokish is of the opinion Hasra Safik Lo Shema Hasra. Let's go in the Gemara. The Azdu Tamayu. Rav Yochanan and Shlokish, who have a machlokes regarding Hasra Safik, is the underlying issue regarding bitul of bitul kimo v'lo kimo follows their own reasoning, the itman. So now the Gemara is going to bring us another example of asra safik. We're going to see really two examples as we go on in the Gemara. The following case, the itma shvua she'ochel kika zeh hayom ba'av hayom v'lo achla. Now we had one case in Rashi of asra safik that the Gemara mentions in Shavuos Chaf Aleph. If a person says, I will not eat this kikar if I eat the other one. So there we say, giving asra at the time that he's now about to eat the first kikar is asra safik, because who knows if he'll end up eating the other kikar. That was the case that Rashi brought. Now we have another example. A person takes the shvua not shelo ochel, but the shvua she'ochel kikar ze'ayom. He says, I'm making a shvua that I will eat this kikar, this loaf, over the course of the day. Some point between now and the end of the day, I'm going to eat the loaf. So, of course, what happens? He violates the shvua because he doesn't eat the loaf. The entire day passes, but he didn't eat it. So, l'maisa, he violated a shvua. So the question is, would there be malchus for violating the shvua? So either way, both opinions that we're now about to read are going to agree there's no malchus, but for different reasons. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Amit Havayu Ein Elokim. Both Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish are in agreement that the person will not get malchus for violating the Shvuah. Rav Yochanan Omer Ein Elokim Mishum Dehavu Lav She'en Bo Maisa. L'chol Lav She'en Bo Maisa Ein Elokim Alav. Yochanan says that this violation is passive. The person did not eat the kikar. So since the violation did not involve an Maisa, so that's the rule. Lav she'en b'maisa in lokin alav. That's why there's no malchus. Shlokish offers a different reason. Shlokish omer ein alokin mishum dahavi hasva safik. The call hasva safik lo shma hasva. Shlokish says this case is also called hasva safik. Why? So let's explain. Let's look at Rashi first, and we'll try to elaborate a little bit. Rashi says, the amri tarvayu ein alokin. Both agree that there's no malchus, a person did not eat the kikar, and the day passed. Miu taimei demar lav ki taimei demar. The reasons are different. And each one doesn't agree with the reason of the other. That we'll see clearly in the Gemara as well. Each one holds that the reason has to be the reason that they gave. In other words, Rav Yochanan does not have a problem with asra safik that we see already from before in the Gemara. Nor does Reish Lakish have a problem with Lav She'en Bo Maisa, because he's going with opinion and he holds Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. Therefore, for Reish Lakish, the only reason why there's no Malchus in this case is because of Asra Safik. And according to Yochanan, the only reason there's no Malchus is because of Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Rashi explains, Ocha v'lo achal, avar al shvuaso kishu yoshev u'batel. He's filing the shvua by not acting, by not doing anything. Yoshe Batel, the Ein Kan Maisa. That's as far as Ein Bo Maisa is concerned. Basra Safik Nami Havya Sharei Tolas Man L'Shvasa Koyo. Rashi says it's a Sra Safik because he has the entire day that the Shvua has to do with the entire day. The dark day has to elapse in order for him to violate the Shvua. So what does that mean? That means that at any given time, you can't say you are for sure going to violate the Isser and get Malchus if you don't listen to my Asra. Because let's imagine at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they warn the person. You should know that if you are going to not eat this kikar, you're going to get Malchus. But is it clear that he's not going to get Malchus? He's going to get Malchus if he doesn't eat the kikar right now? No, because he could eat it. Lacha kedei dibur, eat an hour later, 2 hours later. There's much time still left in the day. So therefore, it's called Asra Safik. Let's see the Rashi further. Mishum da'av l'Rashi Ein Bo Maisa, that's the opinion of Rav Yochanan. Avu mishum Asra Safik lo havi miftar, da Asra Safik shmo Asra. That's Rav Yochanan l'shitaso, that the Gemara is saying, v'azdu l'tamayu. And Reish Lakish, mishum da'av l'Asra Safik, avu mishum l'Rashi Ein Bo Maisa lo havi miftar. That wouldn't have been a basis to be pater, because avu l'Rashi Ein Bo Maisa lo ken olav, as the Gemara is now going to explain that both are working l'fi shitas Rav Yehuda. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, let's just try to understand something very basic in Havana. In this case, and we're going to see a case of Noser in just a minute, in a similar way that it's Hasra Safik. But let's talk about the case of Shavua. L'maisa, if I ask you the following question, Chevra, at when is the Isser violated? What goes into the Isser here? The not eating at the last second of the day, that's the Isser? In other words, he hasn't eaten for the whole day, and now the last second comes and goes, and he now didn't eat the last second of the day. So where does the Isser lie? Does the Isser lie in the last second of the day in that eating? Or is the Isser lie in every minute or every second of the day that he didn't eat? That's part of the Isser. In other words, what is the Isser? What point of not eating is he considered to have violated the Shavua? What is the Isser? Where does the Isser lie? In every increment and unit of time of the day is a chelik of the Isser. So each second of the day he's not eating, he's in violation of the Isser. This is after the day passes, in other words. Obviously, the entire day passed, and the Isser is a function of every increment of time in the course of the day. That is the Isser that he violated when he violated the Shavua, that he didn't eat this second of the day, and the next second, and next second, next second, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. All that is his Isser. Or would we say, no, that the Isser is really only about the fact that he didn't eat at the end of the day, so long as he didn't eat before that. Didn't eat before that, and then comes the end of the day. That is the moment of the Isser. That's when he violates the Isser. But not that the Isser had to do with what he did before. And obviously, he had to not eat before in order to violate the Isser at the end of the day. But the moment of the Isser is really defined by the end of the day. Who has a question? Alec, yeah?
No, I was going to suggest maybe that I would think that the Isser would be, well, it would be completely violated at the end of the day, but Lima Freya would be as if you were over every single minute, because otherwise the hasr.
Good. You're saying very good. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to get to that. I want to build to that point. You're saying a very good svara. But let's present it as follows. You see, mima nafshach. I'll ask the kasha as follows. If Shimon Shkup kind of raises the question in the way I'm about to tell you, mima nafshach. If you tell me that the Isser is really combined from every minute of the day, then really, why is it asvah safek? Really, at the time they're giving him the Isser is already he's already violating the Isser now. The moment the toch kedei dibur of the hasrah, there was a violation. You only know it at the end of the day, but really, there was asrah, that why not call asrah zvadai? The fact that the Isser took time, why should that be different than any time you do an aveira that takes time? So as long as the asra is issued at some point when you're doing the ma'is aveira, the aveira could take a little time. A person does a hotzah on Shabbos, there's akira, there's hanacha. So you give asra at the time that he lifts up the object from one rishus, and then they tell him don't carry. So he lifts it up, and now he goes to the other rishus. So he goes four amos b'shus aravis. So there's a gap of time from the time the Isser began to the time that the Isser was finished. But as long as the Asra was associated with the Tchilas Aveira, to some point that the Aveira was subsequent to the Asra, the fact that the Aveira continued on doesn't make an Asra Sufik. He might not do the Hanacha, he might not do the rest of the Aveira, as long as the Aveira is starting and continues to happen after the Asra. On the other hand, if you were to argue that the actual Aveira doesn't take effect until the end of the day, as long as he didn't eat the entire day, the Ma'is Aveira, or in this case not the Ma'is Aveira, but the Aveira, the transgression, is going to happen at the last second of the day, so then in what sense is this just Hasra Safik? It's zero, because Hasra has to be Samach to the Aveira. So when you give asra at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, you better eat this kikar. If you don't eat this kikar, you're gonna be in violation. Why is it only asra safek problem? It's zero. Because the asra should have to be at the time that the violation is happening, at the time of the transgression. So like either way, something is off. In other words, manafshach. If you tell me that the aveira is cumulative and every chelk of the day is part of the aveira, then why is it asra safek at all? After all, the moment of the Asra was samach to the Aveira, to a part of the Aveira. So the Aveira continued on. Let's say they gave Asra at the beginning of the day, right after he took the Shua. They said, okay, we're giving you Asra right now. So now the day continued and the hours ticked off. And meanwhile, the day passed. So why is it Asra Shafik? They gave Asra as the Aveira began. As soon as he said the Shua, they gave him Asra. On the other hand, if you tell me that the violation, the transgression, is only at the end of the day when he didn't eat until now, the transgression is that moment in time or second in time, so then why is it only Asra Safik? It's not Asra at all. There's no Avera happening right now. The Avera is only when he didn't eat the whole day, then the Avera takes place at the last second of the day. That's kind of way of phrasing the question like an Imanashach question. So there are a couple of different ways to resolve it. Let me give the answer that Rav Shmuel Rizovsky gives. I think Rav Shimon says like this as well. It makes sense. I think he's a Talmud of Rav Shimon. There could be other possibilities, but let's at least go with, I think, Alec, you are somewhat machaving to this. So I'll say it over the way Rav Shmuel Rizovsky said it. He says it as follows. He says, it's none of the above. In other words, we had like two possibilities. I read you the way he presents it in Shur of Shmuel, Ostav Chav Beis. He says, Yesh lachkor al shasa aveira bazeh. Iver rega ha'acharon hu deka avar ha'shvua so? Was it that the last second of the day violates the shvua? O dilma dehu iser ha'nimshach ko ayom kulo. Or is the iser that's stretching over the entire day? He says, according to both sides, I don't understand the Gemara. Why is it asra safik? If it's an aveira nimshach es, that the Avera continues, Havali Asras Vadai, the Betriyasa Avera Masvina Beshul Yavar Bishiyasa Lala Shvua. So, what's the difference if the Avera Timshach is 1 hour or many hours? But Betriyasa Avera, the Asra was not to violate the Shvua in waiting. And as he waits, he violates the Shvua. And if the transgression is at the very last second, so when you give Asra Be'etzayom, it's not Asra Bishas Avera. So, what's going on? You don't have Asra at all. So he says, I'll tell you, mashma the ofen shlishi. It's not either of the two possibilities that we just said. In other words, as follows: be'etzem miyad hu over al shvuaso b'mesha in ochel b'regazeh. You violate the shvua immediately when you don't eat at this second, but that's subject to something that's coming in the future. That's only true if it's huvar lebesof that you didn't eat later. If the day passed and you didn't eat, so that every second of the day that you didn't eat was goreim of bitul shvua. The bitul shvua, the aveira is yivatul your shvua. Your bitul shvua, he's saying, your bitul shvua is really happening at every second of the day. But it's only huvrar, it's only retroactively clear that that was the case. Those at the time that the asra was given, it's not clear that there's a violation happening right now. But when the day passes and you didn't eat the entire day, then what we know retroactively is that you are in fact in violation every second by not eating. So the bitul hashvua is not just happening at the last second of the day. The bitul hashvua, when you said, I'm going to eat today, the bitul hashvua is actually happening at every instant of the day, but it's only going to be the case that there was a bitul hashvua every second of the day if it turns out he didn't eat at a later point.
Is that not the same thing as the other option?
No, the two options we said until now was that the iser is nimshach the entire day. Every second of the day, there's an iser of not eating. And then and the aveira is finished, is completed by the end of the day. Let's say a person does Maisa Utsan Shabbos. He does an Akira, and then he does a Hanacha. So the Aveira has certain, a person walks Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabin. So he picks it up, and he starts walking, and then he stops. So the Aveira has a certain Meshach Zman. So when it gets finished, it gets finished. You could say the Aveira is Nimshach from the building from the whole day. He says the Shvua, and now starting the time of the Shvua till the rest of the day, or whatever that they start, if he said the Shavua the day earlier, let's say it was, whatever it was, he said the Shavua now, the Shavua is in effect and the violation is happening as the day goes on. He's continuing, he's violating the Shavua, just didn't finish. The violation didn't end until the end of the day. That's one way. The other way is no, the violation didn't really begin until the end of the day, until the last second. but in the context of not having eaten earlier, that's when the Isser is pegged on the last second. That is the transgression. That's the Aveira. What he's saying is it's something different. It's the pshat is that if he didn't eat by the time the day ended, then it's Huvvar l'mafreya. Then we understand retroactively that the not eating at every single second was itself a transgression. So Mimela, you have now solved the problem. Why? Because it's a kol hasrad b'shas ha'aveira. We said before, if the aveira is not happening until the last second of the day, then forget hasrad suffik, it's not hasrad at all. It's not shas ha'aveira. The shas ha'aveira has to be, you have to find a way to mitzamsem yourself to the last second, which is probably impossible, because you can't really mitzamsem to that degree, but to say hasrad lo the day is not just hasrad suffik, it's not anything. It's hasrad b'shas ha'aveira, it's not. Shas ha'aveira is later. The Teretz says, no, it is hasrad b'shas ha'aveira, because L'maisa, if he doesn't eat the whole day, then every second of the day was a cheluk of the Maisa Aveira. He's not eating at this, at 3:01 is part of the transgression, and is not eating at 4:01 is part of the transgression, and so on. Every unit of time of the day is a cheluk of the Aveira. So therefore, the Hasra is called, you're being Masa B'Shas Aveira, but why is it Hasra Safik? Because it's totally in something else. Maybe he'll eat. Maybe he'll still eat between now and the end of the day, and then it will be nisbara l'masreya that he didn't violate, that he, if he's not liable. So therefore, that would be why we can frame this situation as a svar suffix, a very novel way to solve the problem and define, again, one of many possibilities, but that would be the way that we're suggesting from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. So it comes out, it is a shasa aveira, in a way, because so to the extent that he violates the by not eating the entire day, he's violated at any given moment of the day. That's a violation too. That lack of eating that moment is a violation. But it's hasra safik, because at the time that you're giving it, you don't know whether it's going to be huvra that this was a shas aveira and therefore made you liable. It's only going to become clear later on that what you have here is subject to an aveira and a transgression. So that's good for why it's a hasra safik. We have to see maybe the diuk lashon of Tosus and whether, you know, depending maybe on the lashon of Tosus, when you would say that the aveira began. Maybe this chakira could have a little bit to do with the lashon of Tosus. We'll get to that in a little bit. First, let's see the whole Gemara, and then we'll do the bottom Tosus that we have to get to. So meanwhile, we have a machlokes v'yochem v'shlokes, seemingly about two issues. Right, about one issue, namely Asra Safik Shmo Asra. Yochanan says that it's called Asra, and the Shulchan says it's not called Asra, and that's what we started with before with regard to the Machokis, Bitko Bo Bitko Kimo Bo Kimo, Shishitas Rashi, Rav Yochanan Shita, Bitko Bo Bitko is because he holds Shmo Asra by Asra Safik, the Shulchan needs to Kimo Kimo because he holds Asra Safik is not Asra. And we have another machlokes regarding Rav Sheim Bo Maisa, that Yochanan says that there's no malchus, and Rav Shulchan says there is malchus for Rav Sheim Bo Maisa. Continues the Gemara and says, this machlokes, that Rav Yochanan has a problem of Rav Sheim Bo Maisa, and not a problem of Asra Safik. And Rav Shulchan is the other way around, the Miriam. She has a problem of Asra Safik and not a problem of Rav Sheim Bo Maisa, so the Gemara both are within the shita of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Both of Bedayik from Rabbi Yehuda, the point that they hold is not a problem. Namely, Rabbi Yochanan is going to be Bedayik from the following brice of Rabbi Yehuda, that Hasra Safik is not a problem in Hasra. Rabbi Shlokin is going to be Bedayik, the opposite, that Rav Sheim Bo Maisa, the other thing that Rabbi Yochanan thought is a problem, is no, that's what you see is not a problem. The question is, as we're going to go out, where do you see Rabbi Yehuda such an indication, and how is it going to square with other things? Says the Gemara, the Tarvayo Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, both of these opinions that Rav Shlokish and Yochanan, each one infers that where there is no issue is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just look at Rashi for a second. The Amar Gabi Nosa, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us, as we're now about to read, that the reason that by Nosa there is no Malkus, now we have a Lav of Nosa. So, Rav Yehuda is going to say, "Dama Gabi Nosa Itzbrich Nituke Lav Essay," that you needed to have an essay connected to the Lav in order not to get Malkus. In other words, without that, there would have been Malchus, Afagadasra, Safiki, Vilach, Ebo, Maisahu, but there's two other potential problems here by Nosa, not to get Malchus, separate from the reason of Rapshanita Glase, which is what Rabbi Yehuda said. There's also a possible problem of Asra Safik, because again, you don't know if it's going to end up that he's going to not eat the rest of the meat of the carbon. So it's Asra Safik, again, along the same lines as the case of Shvua. And it's also Rapsh Imbo Maisa, because he violates it without an action. So Afagav Asra Safik over Rapsh Imbo Maisa, who Rav Yochanan Daiknina Al Masra Safik Shma Asra. So Rav Yochanan doesn't get caught up in Rapsh Imbo Maisa Diyuk. He's medayik from here that Asra Safik was not mentioned by Rav Yehuda. So that must mean Asra Safik doesn't bother Rav Yehuda. So he owes Shema Asra. The Shlokish, on the other hand, ignores the deal of Asra Safik. And he's daik mina that Amal Rav Shem B'maisa lokin alav. Kamei parech. Mer's going to ask in a minute, Tavayu kamei daik mina. Wait a second. Why are you ignoring the other deal? Seemingly, you can be medayik both things. So each one is being selective in what they're being medayik from Rav Yehuda. And as far as the other Ziyuk is concerned, they're ignoring it. But this is what you have in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tavalim Rabbi Yehuda Desanya, Losa Simen Aboker. Says in the Pasuk, not to leave over from the carbon. Tanos Men Aboker Beis is throwful that if you leave over from the carbon Pesach, there'll be halacha that has to burn it. So it's now a Nitaka Asei. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda, Ba, Kosta Witin Aseach Losa Asei Lomesh in Lokin Alav, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So the Pasuk is Dafka telling us that if you violate the lav and you leave over, you should now do the essay to burn the carbon, the leftover meat. And so it's telling me that in order that it shouldn't be Malchus. Because we had this price of Davdalat on the base. So Yehuda says that the reason why the Torah is menatik the lav to an essay is to tell me in Lokin Alav. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's words. So now each of these Amoraim is medayik different things from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan daik hachi. Yochanan's medayik from Yehuda the following. Time of the bar kasha. The only reason that there's no malchus is because of the nitaka essay. The pasuk came and gave an essay. Hello, bar kasha of loke. But if not for that, there would be malchus. Almas rasavik shmasra. So what do I see? It's asra safik as well. The answer is, you see, it doesn't bother of Yehuda. Asra safik shmasra. But Yochanan goes in that direction. Shlokish daik hachi. Shlokish says a different deal. Time of the bar kasav, halo bar kasav loke, am rafshim b'maisa loken alav. Again, and the Gemara is going to soon ask, as Rashi points out, that wait a second, can't you be medayik both things? Maisa, each one, each amora is medayik from Rav Yehuda, that the reason of nita gashay, why there's no malchus, would suggest, so for Rav Yochanan, it suggests that hasra safik is not a problem, so he owes shma asra. For Shlokish, it's implying that rafshim b'maisa is not a problem. But Maisa, if we just pause for a second, what comes out of this, if I just want to take Noser just as a self-contained discussion, so if I ask you, I both say, how many potential reasons do you have by Noser not to get Malchus? So what do you have now altogether? How many potential reasons not to get Malchus by Noser? Three. Three. Right? What are the three reasons? It's a Lav Shein Itagase. And what else?
Lav Shein B'Maisa and Asra Safik.
Now, if you were to give a psak about why there's no Asra, why there's no Malchus by Noser, which reason would you give of the three, if all are available to you?
Lavanita Klase.
Why? So you're machaving to a Rambam, yeah? The Rambam in Hilchos Psoe Mokdashin, Perik Yudches Alokhetes. Asur lahosim ibsara kachim lachas manachilasa. Vahamosir in a loke. Sarinitko akasav lasei shenema vanosim in a boker ba'esh tisrofu. The Rambam gives the reason why there's no malchus, psuem ukdashim yutches test, because it's nitag lasei. But what else could the Rambam have said? So asra safik, you have to know what the Rambam holds about asra safik. Maybe the Rambam is Asra Safik Shema Asra. That could very well be. So that wouldn't be a question. What could be asked is, why didn't the Rambam give the reason of Lav She'en B'Maisa, which happens to be the Rambam's Shita? The Lav She'en B'Maisa is not Lokin Olav. So why did the Rambam choose to give the reason for why there's no Malchus for Nosar? Because of Nita Glasei.
So Nita Glasei more universal? I mean, there's a lot of people maybe that hold that a Lav She'en B'Maisa does get Malchus.
So the Kesef Mishnah Mamash, she must have prepared for Shia very well, but I didn't put this on in my Makomos. But the Kesef Mishnah says, on this Rambam, he says that Yesh Itmo Al Rabbeinu, he says, Me'acha de Kaimalan, the Lab Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Olav, Amai Shava Kaita Ema V'naka Taima Chvina. Why does Rambam leave that reason and gives a different reason? He says, V'yeshloma de Ribusa Naka. The Rambam says it as a ribusa, as a chidush. Even if it would be a lav sheyish bo maisa, you said it. Even if you'd hold lav sheyish bo maisa lokin, he says it right, the different way you said it. Even if it were to have a maisa, lo yulokin alav. Sounds like the Rambam says it a ribusa, but it's not a simple answer. The Mishnah Lamelech is myrich here. Not a simple answer because we're going to see already. We can smell the coffee already, so to speak. We know it's coming in the Gemara. When it comes to Nitagla Asay, is it really definitive that there's no Malkus, or are there situations where there could be Malkus? Alav and Nitagla Asay. Is it clear-cut that there's never Malkus, or can there be Malkus, conceivably? There can be, right? Bitlovo, bitlokimo, vokimo, you have to have the Rama Paskins, but there could be a situation where the Asay, remember the case of Noser, if it becomes impossible to do the Reifa, we had in the Ben Hanan, the beginning of the Sugya, if you go and throw it to the dogs, you do something other than burn it, and now it's not available to burn. So you mevatel the assay, or if it even by itself it becomes impossible, kimo v'lo kimo. So there could be a case where you get malchus l'chayra for what? For the love of Nosa based on Nita Gase. Again, we'll have to know the specific cases and if they exist, but at least in theory we should imagine there can be cases of getting malchus based on Nita Gase. Certainly, Yod Kimo V'lo Kimo. And yet, if Yod Embo Maisa in Lokin Olav, which is Shita Sarambam, then it should be never getting Malkus. So then why would the Ram give a reason that's more limiting? That's what the Mishnah Lamelech struggles about. Just another two Mar Makomos on this. The Ram in Hilchos Karban Pesach. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, regarding the person leaving over from Karban Pesach. So he's consistent with what we just saw in Tzulei HaMukdashin by other Karbanos. The Rambam says that a person should not leave over from the Karban Pesach ad Boker, in his year, whether Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, over below Sase, the Eno Loka alav Zeh, Sharinita Glaase, Shenemar, Vanosa Meno ad Boker, Beish Tesrofu. So again, the Rambam, Lishitaso, gives a reason for Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, that there's no Malkus because of Nita Glaase. But what's interesting, and for this, there's a Rav Chaim, there's a lot to say, but one interesting Adiyuk is the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin has the following halacha. A person leaves over the emurin on the Karban Pesach and he doesn't burn them on the Mizbeach. And now, Ad Shelanu. Now, in other words, they're off the Mizbeach overnight. So the Torah says you're not allowed to leave the Chalavim and the Evarim off the Mizbeach. It says, Lo Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker. He violates a lot. So what if he did that? So Rambam says you violate a lav, but you don't get malchus with the she'en bo maisa. Now the halacha is these emurim became pasul, and obviously you have to burn psui hamukdashin. So one could ask over here, the Rambam here chose to give the reason for why there's no malchus if he leaves over the emurim and doesn't burn them overnight. Now it's the next day and he violates the lav. The Rambam says there's no malchus because it's embo maisa. And the Rama didn't say because of Nitagla essay. The essay would be the fact that you have to burn it. Now, you could start thinking all kinds of ideas. The essay over here is not written next to the Lav. In the case of Nosar, the Torah says, right in juxtaposition to the Lav, the Torah says, don't leave over, and if you leave over, you burn it. So that's a classic Nitagla essay. It's mamish written b'samach. We saw it in Sugyas and Temura, if you remember. It's not so pashut. When something is called Nitagla Asay, if it's not written to some of, maybe it's not necessarily Nitagla Asay, you have to know the Kolim. But that would be the beginning of a thought why the Rambam didn't use the reason Nitagla Asay with regard to the case of his Milin, the Imurin, on the Mizbeach. But it's just a Mar Mokum to know about in terms of the Rambam. Either way, we have three potential reasons for Nosar not to have Malkus, and we have Rav Yehuda stating the reason of Nitagla Asay. We have two other possible reasons, Hasra Safik and Rav Shein Bo Maisa, but we have Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, respectively, each being medayik, something different from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yochanan is medayik, the fact that Rav Yehuda did not give the reason of Asra Safik, that it must be Asra Safik is not a problem, Shema Asra, That's where you have to give Nitag Aseh. With regard to Eimbo Maisa, if Yochanan holds his own, it says there is no Malkus Eimbo Maisa, and he doesn't use the Diuk to prove anything otherwise. And then we have Ish Lakish, who's blinding himself to the Diuk of Asra Safik. He says, what I see in Rabbi Yehuda is Rabshi Eimbo Maisa doesn't bother me, so I hold Lokin Alav. And on the other hand, Asra Safik is Losh Masra. Fek the Gemara, as Rashi alludes to the Gemara's question. Fek the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Gemara goes one by one. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nami, Havada Asra Safiku. So wait a second. Rish Lakish, you want to be Medaik from Rabbi Yehuda, that Rav Shem B'maisa Lokin Alav. So the only reason why the case of the kikar, that you don't get Malkus when you said, I'm going to eat the kikar all day, and you didn't eat it all day, is because of Asra Safik, which is a problem. But not because of Eimbo Maisa, which is not a problem. But you're going to Rabbi Yehuda. And how do you know Rabbi Yehuda holds Rav Shem B'maisa Lokin Alav? Because he chose to give the reason by no Saf and no Malkus, because of Nitag Aseh. But there's another reason also that you could have given and he doesn't give. Namely, Asra Safik, so it's Asra Safik too. Havada Asra Safik, who says Rashi, Hachdenosa, the Ikal Medak Nami Mina. So you could just as well be Medaik from the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Asra Safik Shmasra. And here you're saying, Ofi Rabbi Yehuda, after all, have I lived Rabbi Yehuda, that Asra Safik Lo Shmasra. So the Gemara answers the following, Savala Kiidach Tanad Rabbi Yehuda. So essentially, what the Gemara is going to say is as follows. From the Rabbi Yehuda that we just quoted in the Brisa by Noser, it would seem to suggest that not only that Lapshim B'maisa Lokin Alav, but also Asra Safik Shmasra. But on the second Diuk, Rish Lakish has a different Rabbi Yehuda to hang his hat on. So even though the version of Rabbi Yehuda in this Brisa would have said Asra Safik Shmasra, but Rish Lakish opts for a different Rabbi Yehuda that goes in a different direction on Asra Safik. And that's what we're about to quote from a different Rabbi Yehuda. Savala ki idach tanad Rabbi Yehuda. And where do we see Rabbi Yehuda actually weighing in on the question of Asra Safik? Because of the following case, a new case of Asra Safik, the Sanya. Hika zeh, v'chaz of the hika zeh. Kilo zeh, v'chaz of the kilo zeh. What are we talking about here? What's the situation? Rashi tells us the case. The case is as follows. It's a Safik. Which of these two men is this person's father? A person is violating the Isser Maki Aviv V'Imo or Mikalo B'Shem Aviv V'Imo. And the only question is, which of these individuals was his father? Why is it a suffix who's his father? Rashi gives us the context. The case is Mishagiris is Ishto. The person divorces his wife and she remarries Beniseis B'Yolda. Now she marries someone else. But it was within 3 months of the divorce. Now, the halacha is, Mi'ikar Adin is supposed to wait 3 months because of Havchana, that it should now be clear who the child is, whether the child is a child of the first father, of the first husband, I should say, or the second husband. But in this case, she didn't wait to remarry. Now she has a child. And this child is a Safik ben Tes L'Rishon, Safik ben Zayin L'Acharon. So the child could be the child of the first husband, and she gave birth after 9 months, and she got impregnated by the first husband before the divorce. Or it could be that this child is a child of the second husband, and the child was born after 7 months. So Memelo, you have two individuals, the two husbands. We don't know which one is the father of this child. So what happens? So he had as follows: Hikazet v'chazet hikazet. So he did a haka of the first husband and the second husband. Let's read the whole braisa first. So he kazev v'chazev v'kazev, kilo zev v'chazev v'kilo zev. So that's if he did one after the other. Or he kash shneim bevas achas, o kilo shneim bevas achas. We have to know how to translate this bevas achas. We'll soon see Rashi here. Or he did both hakos at once, or both kolos at once. So in all of the above cases, Chayim, the Tanakhama says it doesn't matter whether it was Bevas Achas, however we define that, or whether it was Bezeh Achazeh. L'maisa, at the end of the day, he clearly did Hakka of Maki Aviv. Even if he's Maki Aviv, he makes a Chabura, he's Chayiv Misa. He's Mekal Aviv, he's Chayiv Misa. So he did the Aveira of Maki Aviv, he did the Aveira of Mekal Aviv, whichever the case is, because between the two husbands, he did obviously that Vera of Maki Avin Mikalad. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. This is Rabbi Yehuda that Resh Lakish wants to rely on about Asra Safik. It depends, says Rabbi Yehuda, in the case. You made all the cases the same halacha. Yehuda says, no, it depends. You said Bas Achas, Bas Achas is the same. No, the Bas Achas Chayev. If it's the Bas Achas, if it's at once, then I agree that he's chayiv misa for Maki Aviv, Mikal Aviv, no problem. But B'Zeachazeh Pater. What's the reason B'Zeachazeh Pater? So this is what Rish Lakish is showing in Rabbi Yehuda, because if the case of B'Zeachazeh is tantamount to Asroa Safik, if it was two separate instances, so then each one, he can't be warned and said, if you do this, you chayiv misa, because for all we know, this person, this act is not going to lead to a chayiv misa because he's not the father. Maybe the other one's the father. Same thing with the kolay, hakam, same thing. But the vas achas is asras vaday. Now let's look at what the type of asras of the vas achas is according to Rashi. Says Rashi. Okay, so we have again the Rashi from before. Ki idach tana dama lo shma asra, hikazeh mishi gir shesisha v'nisas v'yodah safik ben teskavishan sav l'acharon, v'zayn l'acharon, hikazeh v'chaz v'hikazeh b'shtei hasros. Rashi defines b'zeh hazeh two separate asros. So for the separate asra, don't strike this man, because if you do, that will lead you to a chiyuv misa. Can we be sure of that? Only if he does the other one. Right? So too, if he does the other one, do you know that this leads to a chiyuv misa? No, because this might not be the father. Same with the kala. However, vas achas means basra achas betoch hidei dibur. The hab yilo hasras vaday. The manav shachad minay lavua. The Rashi learns, interesting, the vas achas means that there was one asra, and betoch hidei dibur, he went bang, bang, to the two of them. To the father and to the stepfather, in one toch hidei dibur, or klala, one after the other. That's called hasras vaday. So what do we see in this Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda holds Asra Safik is not Asra, but Asra needs to be a Bevas Achas. Interesting. Just to notice the contrast between Rashi here and Rashi elsewhere. Rashi in Chulin and Rashi in Yevamos have a different explanation of what Bevas Achas means. In order to make it Asra Vadai, so Rashi here learns Hasra achas, and the toch kedei dibur, he does the two hakos of the two men, or the klala of the two husbands. That's called hasra zvada. Rashi in Chulin says differently. There Rashi constructs a case. They say Rashi in Yevamos, Rashi in Chulin, not exactly the same, but they're similar. Rashi and Chulin pay beis on the beis. It says bevas achas means heirim shtei yadav v'hikazeh ba'achas v'zeh ba'achas. It was literally bevas achas, one hand and the other hand. The two men are here, and he's bopping both them, and it makes a chabura mamish at the same instant. Mamish one second, the same maisa, one hand and the other hand. That's bevas achas. That is called Hasras Vada. Rashi in Yevamos says what the case of the Vasachas is he had a stick, Shechavtan bin Makel ba'akor achas. What would be the equivalent by Klala? I guess you could come up with it. He used the Shem Hashem and the Makal both in the same sentence. I guess you could come up with the same thing by Klala. The Maisa, the question is, why did Rashi need to do that? Why did Rashi not suffice with what he says in Makis? That the case of the Vasachas, to make Asras Vadai, is to say it was one Asra, and then the Tochidei Dibur, he did the two Akos, and the two men. Why does Rashi have to make it that it was one Makel, that with the one Makel, with one stick, he was hitting both at the same with the same haka, or with two hands, he went one at the same time. Why did Rashi need to do that? It would seem, you know, anyone have any thoughts? It would seem from Rashi, in Chulin and Yevamis that the case in our Rashi of the Vasachas wouldn't count to make it Asvaz Vaday. It would still be called Asvaz Safik, even though he went to Chidei Dibur of the Asva and he did the two of them. Why should that be though? Why should that still be Asvaz? Yeah, go ahead.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that he needs to have Kavanah to know who he's hitting? Which one is the father?
They have to do with that, yeah. In other words, what you're suggesting is that if you don't know which one is the one that he's chayef for, that's also Asvaz Safik. Even though in Manavshach, one of the two is going to be the father, but if you don't know, you know, the Asvaz is deficient because Asvaz cannot identify, you know, which one. But over there, where it was Mamish Bevasachah, so you know that the Asvaz relates to, I guess, to the right one. But why, I mean, over there too, you don't know which one it was he's chayef for. What do you mean exactly? What's the difference? I mean, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I mean, isn't it a very similar concept in Gittin? That if you don't know which, if you have two Gittin that switch up and they're in Saravu and then you give and they both give at the same time.
Yeah, but that's a din of Lishma. That's a separate halacha. That's not to do with Asra Safik.
Right, but it's not the same concept.
What?
It's not the same concept that if you don't know to have kavana to the right person, so then that's not called giving it, or that's not called asra. Isn't it a similar concept?
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily on my own link the two. In other words, this is a din of asra. That's not a din of asra. That's, you have to know which one you're megarish because of din of lishma. The Torah says lishma. You have to know which one it is, not just one of the two. But here you have to say such a svar within the context of asra. If I'm not mistaken, the Aruch HaNer speaks about this diuk. You have to know how he says it, but the basic mahalach has to be that in a case where if it was mamish one maisa, then you know in this maisa, you know he's makah aviv, you know he's makal aviv. But if it's separate maisim, even if it's tochidei dibor of the hasra, but since each maisa is distinct from the other, and each maisa is not clear which is the father, that also is considered to be Asvaz Safik. That would seem to be the deal that you would get from Rashi. Now I don't see it. But it's not Mestama. The other Achron, for sure, talk about it. I thought it was the Aruch HaNer, but you can take a look and see if you find it yourself. But that's just an interesting ha'ara to notice in the deal of Rashi. Either way, this is the answer for Rish Lakish.
I'm sorry, is Rebbe saying that the Hasra goes on one Maita, and once the Maita was done, so that Hasra goes on the one father, but not on the other father?
If it's one Maita, then the Maita that he's doing has in it the Hakar of the father. But if it's two separate Maita, then since each Maita is independent of the other, so okay. Each independent maisa, you cannot say you know that was Hakav the father. That's the difference. Rashi needs it to be mamish one maisa. With the two hands, it's one maisa, and certainly with the stick, it's one maisa. That seems to be that the maisa has to be definitively, a that you know that was the machayev. Interesting har. Okay. But maisa, the answer for Rish Lakish would therefore seem to be that even though the original brisa of Nosa, Rabbi Yehuda's reason, would seem to suggest two things, that by giving the reason of Nita Ga'ase as why there's no Malkus, it would suggest that Imbo Maisa gets Malkus, and also Asura Safik is not a problem, it's Shema Asura. But insofar as the second Diuk is concerned, Rish Lakish decides not to accept the Diuk of Asura Safik because he has a different Rabbi Yehuda that supports the Shita of Asura Safik not being Asura. Again, how you square the two Rabbi Yehudas, that's also going to come up in the Gemara. But meanwhile, Rish Lakish goes within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and he adopts the two things together. He adopts the fact that Embo Meis is Lokin Alav, but Hasra Safik, on the other hand, is Loshma Hasra. So he takes one Rabbi Yehuda from here, and one Diok of Rabbi Yehuda from here. That is what Rish Lakish is doing. Now the Gemara turns to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we saw, was Medaik, that Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, but he turned a blind eye to the other Diuk of Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Says the Gemara, what about the fact that you can just as well be Medayik, the other thing about Embo Maisa Lokin Alav? Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Nami, Havada Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Rav Yochanan as well, there's a Diuk that you can make from Rav Yehuda's case of Nosar, that there's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa is Lokin Alav, because that's also Lav She'en Bo Maisa. says the Gemara, a similar point. Savala kiha the Amar of Ibi bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Rav Yehuda, Omer Mishim of Yossi Agli. So here again we have a Rav Yehuda quoting Yossi Agli. We have a Rav Yehuda who says the following rule. And the rule essentially is stating that the normal shita is, under normal circumstances, barring some exceptions, Lav Shein Bo Maisa is Ein Lokin Olav, Kolo Sasei Sheba Torah, Lav Shein Yesh Bo Maisa Lokin Olav, Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Olav. So there are, the general rule is, Ein Bo Maisa, you need a Maisa for Malkus, Ein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Olav, and this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. What are the exceptions? Of course, Min HaNishba, Umeimar, Mekalus Chaber B'Shein. Okay, there are three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? Nishba, Eshvua. So Shvua, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa, it's just Dibur, there'll be Malkus. Neimar is also only Dibur, and yet Tmura, there's Malkus. The Kalos Chaber B'Shem is also only Dibur, and there'll be Malkus. But meanwhile, what do we see? We see that Rabbi Yehuda is, in fact, of the opinion that Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Olav. So Rabbi Yochanan disregards the deal of the Brice of Nosa that would suggest Ein Bo Maisa Lokin Olav, because he goes with the other Rabbi Yehuda on this point. But what he does accept is the diuk insofar as Hasra Safik being Hasra. Says Rashi, Chutz, Minishba, the three exceptions to the rule of Ein Bo Maisa, Ein Lokin Olav, Nishba, Neymar, Mekasle, B'Shem, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means, B'Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, time on the first, B'Tmur Per Kama. Rashi quotes, it doesn't tell us more about it. How do I know that these cases in fact get Malkus? Rashi says, you can look in Tmura over there. So the Gemara has the Alfusa for each. The Gemara has the Alfusas that we have. We know those cases get Malkus. Okay, that's the sugya there. Rashi continues with a question, and here already he quotes the Gemara in Tmura more explicitly. He says, wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan gave the reason why there's no Malkus by the case of Nishba Lechol HaSakikar today, because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. But wait a second. And that's based on this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Lav She'ein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Olav, but there's a chutz, and the chutz includes in the list Nishba. The Rashi has an obvious kasha. You read the Gemara, somehow something is off here, because the very same quote that says Ein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Olav quotes the case of Nishba that there is Malkus. And Rabbi Yochanan's case is the case of Nishba, and Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Malkus. That's Rashi. The ikasha. You're going to ask me the following. The case that we started with in the Gemara of Nishba, and I'm going to eat the kikar today, is Nishba. Rashi gives the teretz from the Gemara to Mahir. He has to quote from you the Gemara. The other reasons why these three cases are different, Rashi doesn't have to get into. Rashi tells you, you should know, this that says in the Brisa of Nishba, that is going to be Malkus by Nishba b'davar she'ein bo maisa loke b'shvua d'l'sha'avar. It's only that when you said the shvua, it was a shvua about the past. So right away, the shvua is a violation if you said a sheker about something in the past. Higon achalti v'lo achal, alo achalti v'achal. So it's a dibur of a shvua, it's ein bo maisa, about something you did or didn't do, which was a sheker from the moment you said it about the past. That's where we're marbe that you get Malkus for Nishba. But if it has to do with the shvua lahaba, that the violation comes in the future when you don't comply with what you said, then lo laki, the time on the first b'shvua is a bit more mikroi, and it's learned out of sukkim. So this already, I'll give you the extra detail here. The Gemara says as follows: what is the reason why Nishba gets Malkus? So of the three examples, the Gemara gives reasons for each of them. How do I know by Nishba, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa, you get Malkus? So the Gemara says because the pasuk says by Saras Adibros, so the diuk pasuk is lo yinake Hashem. When a person takes Hashem's name in vain, so then it's going to have malchus b'day adam, because it's lo yinake Hashem. That means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not minake. Beisin shomala is not minake. It does not avo beisin shomata minakin also. There will be something to cleanse him with the onus of malchus. So this is the deal that tells me that Shavua Shav gets Malkus. But the Gemara explains that it says twice Lashav in the pasuk, right? Because it says, Lashav, so Yinak Hashem, Lashav. So now it's telling me not just Lashav will there be Malkus, it says twice Lashav, but if it's Einu Inyan Lashav, Tneil Inyan for Shuas Sheker. So now I know that not just is there a Malkus for Shuas Shav, because it's twice Lashav, it also is going to go on Shuas Sheker. So then the Gemara has the Kasha from Rav Yochanan's case and Rav Shavakish's case of Shuas Ha'ochal V'lo Achal, that Rav Yochanan said Einu Loke because of Ein Bo Maisa. The Gemara says, because it's only going to be true by Achalti V'lo Achalti, where it's a Shvua L'Sha'ava. The Gemara says, why is it, how do you know it's only by Shvua L'Sha'ava? Maybe the Riboy HaPasuk, that Lashav Lashav includes Shvua Sheker from Malkus, is even Shvua L'Haba. The Gemara says, because the famous Ribos of Torah, Sheker Doma L'Shav. How do we know that the Torah is marbe shuv sheker for Malkus? Because the Torah says the word lashav twice. Now, every shuv shav, by definition, is a nishba on the past. You're not talking about the future. You're talking about a status that has to do with the past, that something is not, you know, whatever it is. What do you say? Is a kisei, or this is what? It has to do with... It's not so much the past as much as the violation is right now. It's not totally in the future. It's the violation takes off the ground right now. You know he's already violated Shuas Shav the second it comes out of his mouth. It's like a Lishavar idea. It's instant. The violation is right now. So the only time the Torah is marbe, Shuas Sheker, to get Malkus, is similar to that. How is it similar? When it's a Shvul Lishavar, that the second it leaves your mouth, the Aveira is done. Because you said I ate and you really didn't eat. Or you said I didn't eat and you already ate. So it's not totally in something coming in the future. That's the riboy of the Torah that Shuas Sheker gets Malkus. So Mela, when it comes to the case of Rabbi Yochanan, where you swear that you're going to eat, so that's never part of the riboy, and therefore it goes back to the rule of Rav She'en Bo Maisa is what? Is Ein Lokan Alav. So Rabbi Yochanan goes with that Rabbi Yehuda rather than the diuk of the Braisa of Nosar with regard to the question of Ein Bo Maisa. Okay. Let's finish the Gemara. Says the Gemara, but at the end of the day, l'chora, we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda then. Because you went to Rish Lakish, you said Rish Lakish found another Rabbi Yehuda that says Asra Safik is not a good Asra, but the first Braisa seems to think that it is Asra. For Rabbi Yochanan, you said he found another Rabbi Yehuda by Lapshi Mais Ein Lokin Alav, but the first Rabbi Yehuda by Noser sounds like Ein Bo Mais is Lokin Alav. So one way or the other, we have a stira Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says the Tarvayu. Now, is this a kasha for everybody? How do we reconcile the steer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, everyone wants to be within Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda himself seems to say two different things about both of these issues. About Hasra Safik, there's an indication that it's Shema Asra, but then there's the other Rabbi Yehuda of Hikazeh v'chazeh v'hikazeh. And then you have and you have the other issue of Rav Shem B'maisa, the Yehuda is not Masma here, Lokin Allah, and you have the other Rabbi Yehuda that says Ein Lokin Allah. Says the Gemara as follows. E l'Rav Shimon ben Lakish, trei tanai li'im Rabbi Yehuda. E l'Rav Yochanan lo kasha, hadidei hadirabe. Let's read it the way Rashi reads it, as follows. L'Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the kasha le'asra safik. So the problem is, Rabbi Yehuda, why are you paskining like hasra safik is a problem if you have the first Rabbi Yehuda that says it's not a problem? In other words, there's a Tana Lefi Rabbi Yehuda that holds Asra Safik is Shema Asra. That's the Tana that called Rabbi Yehuda by Nosar. So therefore, the problem is only of Nita Gaase, but Asra Safik is okay. But there's another Tana of Rabbi Yehuda who holds Mefurish Bidas Rabbi Yehuda that Asra Safik is Lo Shema Asra. So when it comes to that issue, Asra Safik, Rish Lakish doesn't follow the first version of Rabbi Yehuda. He goes with the other version of Rabbi Yehuda. But with regard to the diuk of the first Tana about Ein Bo Maisa that he happens to hold like, so Ein Bo Maisa lo ken alav, Hasra Safik, on the other hand, he goes with the other Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the kasha Rabbi Yochanan? The kasha le'gav Ein Bo Maisa. The problem is, you're going with the Rabbi Yehuda of Ein Bo Maisa in lo ken alav, but you have the first Rabbi Yehuda that says that lo ken alav, because it's only in Nitzel Gassay, that's the reason Ein Loken. Adidei Adirabe. Rabbi Yehuda himself would hold Lokin Allah. So His Rebbe Yossi Aglili, as was quoted here, the Shem Yossi Aglili. So it comes out Rabbi Yochanan was Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, but not exactly. Rabbi Yochanan went with Rabbi Yehuda on the issue of Hasra Savak Shema Hasra, but with regard to Embo Maisa, he went with Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Derabo, but not with Rabbi Yehuda himself. Rabbi Yehuda himself would say Embo Maisa Lokanala, but Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbo will hold in Lokanala, so Rabbi Yochanan went with that with regard to Embo Maisa. That's the sugya within Rashi K. Let's go back to the Tosus on the bottom of Amud Beis, of Tesbav Amud Beis. Okay, so here's the case that we started with. The person swears he's going to eat today, and the day passes, and he didn't eat it. So if Shlokesh says, you're potter because of Asra Safik. The Im Tosa says, I don't understand something. I just got finished telling you this huge chiddush in the previous Tosas. The Maida Precious, according to what I just told you just before, the Iomed Le'olam Kasher Osa Achshav Over Velo Havi Asra Safik. According to what I just told you earlier, that if he would stay in the state that he's in right now, he'd be in violation, so then it's not Asra Safik. Im Kain Hachinami Lo Havi Asra Safik. So why is this Asra Safik? The Shmua was, I'm going to eat the Kikar today. We give him a warning. We say, you're going to get malchus if you don't eat this kikar. The status right now is he's not eating the kikar. If this is what's going to continue for the rest of the day, he'll be subject to malchus. Tosus asks, what did I just tell you previously? The manda amar kimo velo kimo. Tosus goes with the gears of Rashi here. The kimo velo kimo doesn't have the prama vasra suffix. Bitlo velo bitlo is a prama vasra suffix. So the Shlokesh doesn't have a problem. Why not? Tosfos says, wait a second. The time of the Asra, it's possible that he'll be Mekayim the Esrei, and he won't get Malchus. So why is it called not Asra Safik? It should be Asra Safik also, because he might be Mekayim the Esrei. That was what Tosfos asked in the previous Tosfos. So we had a pshat for Rashi, but Tosfos didn't accept that. Tosfos is wondering that L'chor, the Kima Asrei, would mean that there's no Chi of Malchus. What did Tosus say? Tosus had this big yisod. He said, "The hashtamia over belosika chaim, the halokoy mechusam." I'm sorry, the teretz. Tosus says, "Yeshuama, the hashtamia over belosika chaim, the halokoy mechusam naisa." In Ken Yeshuana Loma, Shlo Yikaimena, Imu Osa Loma, Mashal Osa Achshav. Right now, he's not in the state of being Mekayim the Esrei. Right now, he's in the state of being passive. So right now, Ba'asher Lefaneinu, this situation will be defined as being subject to Malchus. All things staying as they are right now, he's going to get Malchus. He's not doing the Esrei. Ba'asher Eke, Bitlo V'lo Bitlo, there, the situation right now would be defined as not being subject to Malchus unless he does something new by being Vato the Esrei. Tosus has a riot from Nazir. Nazir is drinking wine. He gets Malchus. He might be Sholem and Nazirus. The Teretz is. But right now, in the situation right now, he's not being Sholem and Nazirus. As things stand right now, he's going to get Malchus. That's Asras Vada. That's Tosus. What's over here? Situation right now, he's not eating the Kikar. This situation of not eating the Kikar means that this will bring us to Malchus. So let that be Asras Vada. Everyone here, Tosus Kasha. Lam Bishatosis. Now, Chaira, the rule that Tosus set up in the previous Tosus should therefore dictate that in our case, it should in fact not be Asra Safik, because the Matzav Shelefaneinu would be pointing in the direction he should be getting Malchus. So, Chaira, how can this be called Asra Safik? Remember, Rashi would never have had this problem. Rashi never had to have this teretz given before with regard to kimo v'lo kimo. We had a whole pshat there, kimo v'lo kimo, the aveira is over, the chiyav is here, you could substitute for the onesh. Okay, but Tosus learns that no, kimo v'lo kimo means that the kiyam ha'esei would mean that you can take away from the chiyav, so the chiyav may not materialize. The Tosfos had to come up with new yisod. The chiyuv not materialized, but as things stand right now, the chiyuv will materialize. Because you're not being mekayim the es state. Right now, in the passive state, you're going to be chayiv malchus. So then it's called asvas vaday. So Tosfos now has a problem over here. In the state of right now, he's going to not be eating the kikar. He should be chayiv malchus. And again, it just like by Nazir, in the state right now, he's going to be chayiv malchus. If he does show on the Naziris, so the same thing here. If he's not going to eat the kikar, he'll be chayav malchus. That's Tosfos kasha. So lumpish of Tosfos here, Tesmav and Beis and Malchus. What are we going to do? What is Tosfos answer? Now, keep in mind, there's a question of the girsa. Let's read the words first with the Bach, and then maybe see what the Mashad does in the Lashon. Let's see what Tosfos says. B'yesh lomer. Okay, I'm reading it with the Bach. The mikol makom. Eino mischayev. Nevertheless, he can become, he's not mischayev. Kevan, the samuch, not adayin. Kevan, the samuch lasra, adayin lo other. Mikom makom eino mischayev. Kevan, the samuch lasra, adayin lo other. The dafka gabi nazir shesasa yayin, the over miyad, switch the order, the over miyad, amrinan the yesh lanu lomar shelo nishal kasha eno nishal achsa. The Tosfos is bringing in another variable, apparently. What I said before is one variable, but there's a further distinction that has to be made, which allows us to understand why this still remains asra safi. Granted, if everything remains the same, he'll be chayiv. That's true over here. It's true by Nazir. It's true by Kimo Volokimo Bashiloch HaKein. It's true. But there's another point to notice that distinguishes the cases before, or the case of Nazir, let's just say, or the case of Shiloch HaKein, Kimo Volokimo, from the case over here. What seems to be the Nekuda Tosfos is saying? Ikol makom eino mischayiv, kevan desamoch lasra adayin la'ova. By Nazir, we can say, over miyad, over miyad, amrina diyeshkan alomas lonisha. What does Tosfos seem to be saying? How do you do Lemshadia? The yisod that we said before, that we should say he won't change, it won't change, is only good when you already have in front of you a matzav of chiyus, or at least a quasi-matzav of chiyus, something already to work with. I mean, I'm going to give you the outline, then we'll get to flesh out the details. But the basic gist of Tosfos Teretz, go back to the words in a second. But we'll try to hear yourself outside intuitively what the difference is. When you have the case of Nazir, the shayla that wants to make it, the variable that can make it a suffix is to be show on the Nazirus. But in terms of the building blocks of the chiyuv, is it all here in front of you? He's being shoseyayin. The building blocks of the chiyuv are here, right? He's shoseyayin. The only thing is, it may not end up being malchus because he may end up undoing the whole nazirus. That's by Nazir. Let's go to Shiloch HaKein. Right now, he took the mother bird. He hasn't done the mitzvah of shaleach to shalach. The building blocks of the chiyuv are here. He did the osika chayim al abanim, right? He may be mekayim the essay, and then there really won't be a chiyuv. But the building blocks of the chiyuv, it's being right now. You have in front of the building blocks of the chiyuv. It's here, right? Now I want to know what's going on over here. This goes back to Ar Chakir, beginning of Shir a little bit. What's happening here? It's the middle of the day, and he's told, you know, if you don't eat this kikar by the end of the day, you're chayiv malchus. So Tosfos, why is asra safek? If he doesn't eat it, so everything remains the way it is right now, he'll be chayiv malchus. What if he calls asra zvadai? Tosfos is trying to say a chiluk. Dafka by Nazir, over miyad, but over here, eino mischayev adayin, or eino Mishayev Keva the Samach Hasu Adayin Lo Ovar. Tosis words are Adayin Lo Ovar. That's why, notwithstanding the fact that if everything remains the same, he'll be Chayev, but you can't say Adayin Lo Ovar. Something has not happened yet. There's something in the Mechayev that has not yet happened. What does that mean? Go ahead. No, I'm here. You hear the Nekuda. What are we trying to say? What makes this different? Go. Yeah.
Based off of what we said, being Mashir, in a Hanami, the every second of the day is considered a bittel, but we said that only comes into play. It's only completed. It's only considered an actual over of the lav once it's actually at the end of the day. Whereas Nazir, he's actually been over it when he drinks the wine.
Okay, so let's break it down. Let's say I take the tzad of the chakira, even though we didn't like it in the beginning of Shir, but let's just say for a second that the shas ha'avera is the last second of the day. So long as he didn't eat until that point, the moment of the transgression is the end of the day, the last second. So in the chara, the chiluk is mamish obvious. That everyone hears in a very stark way how different this is, because your mamish don't have here in front of you you don't have the avera yet. Now the problem is, and why is hasra at all? It's only hasra something. Sounds like there was hasra. But certainly we can hear why it's not, it's more Asura Sufik than the case over there, because you don't have the Shas HaVeira in front of you. Somehow it could still count as Asura, but it's Asura Sufik. The Lashon of the Marsha in the Gears of Tosos is the Yeshuam and Mikom Makom Eino Mashchil Adayin. The words in front of us are Eino Mishchayev Adayin, or Eino Mishchayev. The Mashal's Lashon is Eino Mashchil. Interesting. Eino Mashchil. Nothing began. The Lashon in our Tosis and the Marbach is Eino Mishchayev. Now, if you don't want to say it in such an extreme way, a second, so you want to say no. Every second of the day is contributing to the transgression. But it only is a contributing factor if the day passes and he doesn't eat the kika. So Lamaisa, it's only going to become clear that this was a cheuk of the Machayev if the day passes. So that Latosis would be saying is also enough to call that Svar Safik. You can't say freeze the frame right now and everything as is without a Maisa, he's going to be Chayev. Because when you have a situation that you need the rest of the day in order to be able to shed light on this moment, that by definition becomes Asura Sufik. You can't get out of Asura Sufik because you still need the rest of the day. When it comes to Nazir, I don't need the rest of the day. I just need he's not going to be showing his Nazirus. Okay, so I assume he's not showing his Nazirus. So Pat, right now, the state of right now is he's not being showing the Nazirus. Right now, he's not sending away the bird, the mother. So right now, I have what I need for Yasras Vada. Here, it's true the Machayev has begun, but it's only a Machayev if the rest of the day passes. So that makes us something by definition. So Tosis would mean, even though my Yasod is correct, but over here, it's not going to help you. Because over here, you still need to come on to the rest of the day for there to be a Machayev, for there to be clear that we have a Machayev right now. We need the rest of the day. That's what? That's Yasras Sufik. The Tosis could be saying that in the Kuda. That's what you were saying, I'm guessing, Noam. Yeah. Since you need a command to what's later. Over here, I don't need a command to the fact that he's not showing the Zeros in order to Mechayev the Nazir. Even though, let's be honest, if he's showing the Zeros, he never was a Nazir. It's true. And I have to assume he's a Nazir. But that's just a pshat. If it turns out that he's showing this, then retroactively he wasn't a Nazir. But in front of us, we have a Nazir. He could make himself not a Nazir by being shown Matan Neder. But we have in front of us a Nazir. Here, I don't have in front of me enough to work with. Until I know what's going to be later, I don't have enough to work with. Even if you tell me that later on, it turns out retroactively that this minute was part of the transgression, but I can't call this a Smaz Vada if I don't know what's going to be later on. Even though the status, would it be the same, it would be Chayev, but it hasn't happened yet. I don't know. So even though it has to do with a maisa, in other words, he'll have to eat, but still I need that in order for it to know that I have a machayev right now. Masha'enkin, you have to know about Shluach HaKein. Don't I have to know that it won't be Mekayim the Essay? You have to still split a little bit here. Don't I have to know he's not Mekayim the Essay in order to Mechuyav Malkus now? Because remember, Tosus holds, unlike Rashi, the Chiv is not Nigmar. It's otherwise there'd be no kasha of Asura Safik in the case of Kimo below Kimo. It's over. It's only a substitute. It's not a substitute. The essay that you're Mekayim chips away at the Chiv. You're only Chayiv if you're not Mekayim the essay. But the answer is it's still called a Hischatshus. It's Pshat is if you do the damage control, then you took away from the Mechayiv. But the Mechayiv is still finished. It's just that you can do something to take the edge off of the Aveira, and the Mela is less of an Aveira, and therefore you don't get Malkus. But so long as you didn't do it, and so long as staying right now, you won't have anything that will take away from the Mechayiv in Malkus, so you get Malkus. And that's called Asuras Vaday. Here, it's not Pshat that you're just going to... Your Mechayiv is complete, but something would take it away. It's not complete, it's not clear to us until the day finishes. So Tosis would still be stressing the difference. Yes, go.
Is it possible that the Marasha is, I don't know if Rebbe was saying this, but that when the fact that he says Matchil is a little bit more Meduak into Arpsha, because he's saying that
I was inclined to think that Eino Maschil means that nothing started yet, which I would have thought maybe means that the whole Aveira lies at the end of the day, and somehow it's still called Asra Sufik and not zero. We struggled in the beginning of Shir. If you tell me that the whole Aveira lies at the end of the day, so then in what sense is it just Asra Sufik? It's zero. So there are ways around this. It could be that it's still called Asra, but it's Asra Sufik. If I would assume that the whole Aveira lies in the not eating at the end of the day, not in the incremental not eating over the course of the day, then Tosus Chiluk is even more obvious, and the Mashah's words, I think, fit better. Because this Eino Maschil means nothing started. The Lashon Eino Mischayev means that you can't be Mischayev until you have what you have later on. Eino Mischayev came in the Samach Asma, Adayin Lo'Avar, meaning that the rest of the day did not pass. Or you didn't violate. I don't know what Adayin Lo'Avar means, the day didn't pass. I think Adayin Lo'Avar means the day didn't pass. That's how I would read it, right? See, the Lashon in our Tosis without the Bach, Eino Mischayev Adayin Samach Asra Lavor. That's the words in front of us. Look what the Bach does here. Look at the Bach. Kimon Mikol Makom Eino Mischayev Kevan De Samach Asra Adayin Lo'Avar. Now think about those words. What does it mean, Adayin Lo'Avar? Touch the words. Well, what's lo avar? Going on the person, going on the day. Sounds like brachas da beis on the beis. Adayin lo avar. What does it mean? Adayin lo avar.
Person.
That's what you think? I would argue differently. I think it means. Look at the lashon gemara. Shua sheochel kikaz hayom, the avar hayom velo achla. The lashon gemara, lashon the case avar hayom. I think the Bach is doing here is he's making it go on the day. Eino mischakim the samach asra adayin lo avar. You see what I'm doing? Adayin lo avar means now. Before we were speaking outside, now it gets more interesting to look at the language of the words. The way the Bach is reading the words, adayin lo avar means the day has not yet. It hasn't been avar hayom. So the Bach didn't say like the Mashah. The Mashah said that. Something was maschil, but the day didn't finish. Adayin wa avar, the day didn't pass. And therefore, it's different than Nazir. Dafka by the Nazir, I mean, the Yeshkan Lomashu Anisha. Okay, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in the avar. I would think that Adayin wa avar is going on the day. That's what I would think, but... The svara, I think, would be, according to the Bach, you need to come on to the rest of the day in order for there to be a clear mechayiv. Otherwise, this is not mitzdarif to the Yisr unless you have the moment afterwards, and the moment afterwards, and the moment afterwards. It's with here, the mitzdarif to the Yisr is already finished. The shtias yayin took place. You don't need, of course, if he was shoel, it means that he was never a nazir. But the aveira... And with the transgression is all here. And so too by Losika Chaim Alabanim. And even though you could say that when he does the Kima essay, it means that there was less of an Aveira, but it's only because he did it afterwards that it turns out that way. But here, to begin with, I cannot say that I have here an Aveira of transgressing the Shvuah until I have the rest of the day. So therefore, even though the status quo would be, if it remained that way, you did Biachiv, but you need that to be established before you can call it Asras Vadan. So Lam de Shavart. The Maisa Tosis Yesod here in Makis was mentioned in at least two other places in Shas by Tosfos. One of them we mentioned last time in Shabbos Dav Dalet. And there, just to notice that the Kedegra had a little bit of a diuk over there in the Lashon of Tosfos, but just to remind you of that diuk, Tosfos in Rediyas HaPas, where it says in the Gemara that if a person would not take out the dough from the oven, the biachiv skila that would be pending in bichayev afterwards when it bakes. But the question is, how can the biachiv skila at the time of the asra, it's possible that he would take the dough out. So how can it be for sure achiv skila? How can it be asras vaday? So the words of Tosis are that Riva says, since he did it, toch kedei diba of the asra, he heard the asra and he put it in. And it's for sure going to bake if he doesn't pull it out. So it's not asra safik, lashna tosus, the vaday lohi bedaito leradav. The Tosus starts by focusing on the fact that for sure his intention wasn't to take it out before afia. Where is it asra safik? By the case of shaluch hakein, a bitro, because he may not do the maisa breaking the wings. And Tosus says, but at the end of Tosus says also shvur shaluchal kikazu imochalzu. That when we give him the hasra at the time of the achilas isra adayin lechusar maisa achilas otnai, so you have to do a maisa of eating the other loaf. So by the fact that he says it's mechusar maisa, but over here ain haasiya mechusaris maisa. The Kedega wonders, is it about the fact that ain b'dayta l'rados as Tosis begins with, or is it because it's ain mechusar maisa? In other words, Tosis, in one respect, is saying something about the das of the person, but then Tosus seems to focus more on Mechusar Maisa, which is what we have in our Tosus. So you have to know, in the Kedega even could come up with an askamina. There's one other Tosus just to mention very much at the end. The Tosus in Gittin, that's going to Amid Gimel, the Gemara is a case of a person who does something in the form of a bitul haget, in a way that's not bifanav, not bifaneha, and if he does it, so we say that it can create, even though the Chachamim don't want us to count as a bitul haget. If it's a bitul haget, then she's still married. But the Chachamim say, we're not going to count that as a bitul haget. So therefore, the get still counts. But the Gemara asks a simple kasha, how can a get count? Midiraisa, it's not a, she's still an eshes ish. They have to chacham and make an eshes ish, not an eshes ish, and let the get count. If l'maisa midaraisa, it was really a valid bitul haget, so there really was no get, so she's still married. Mar says, and koach of the chachamim have to maskia kedushin. Kol the kaddish hadat rabban mekaddish. If the chachamim said that you have to mekaddish with the chachamim in mind, so they can make it like it never was a kedushin. The Tosus has a kasha. How can you ever have a person who's an eshes ish be mechuyev for the violation of adultery? I may be the husband will send her a get. He'll be mevatel the get in this manner that will create retroactively that she never was married, in which case she shouldn't get the onesh for adultery because she was never married. It's something similar to the case of a nazir to be shown as nazirus. The Tosfos says, seemingly two answers. First, he says simply that it's not very common that this will happen, just like by Nazir. He says, it's not Asra Safik, because we go after Rov. Rov ain Megashin Mishaseyan, and most are not Mishaleach. He says, that's number one. But then he brings Nazir in. But oh, the Ukminan Aches Kasa, Shehi Achshav Nesua. Now, another answer. We look at it now, and she's Becheskas married. The Imlokein Nazir Sheshosiyayin, or Metana Lameisim, how does he get Malkus? I, who might be showing this Nazirus, that's Rash Safik. The Tosus sounds like it's Alderech, what we have over here. He doesn't elaborate quite as much as he does by Yash and in Shabbos, but the Chura Tosus is going in a similar, except that Tosus initially gave a different, what seems to make a different Terence. One thing I want to just clarify, there are achronim that think when Tosfos says chazaka, he means chazaka in the sense of a chazaka presumed state that he's going to be now is what he is in the future. L'chara, that's not necessarily what he means, because by nazir, if he's shoal nazir, he never was a nazir. So how can you say he's presumed to be a nazir forever? Tosfos doesn't mean chazaka in the sense of chazaka to paskin for the future. He means a yisod nasvar safik. If, based on what we have right now, this is how things are going to be, and again, I have a full machayev here, then we assume it's asvaras vaday. Okay, for tomorrow, I'm going to give you new makoros. We have to try to move a little bit because of, there are a few days left. So we're going to continue in the Hemshach HaSugya, Tanan Hashem, and Mr. Shem try to get into the Sugya for the Hemshach HaGemara, a whole new layer of the Sugya that's coming up. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Yashukach.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Rebbe, can I ask something? I was thinking, so Rebbe said near the end of Shir that he thinks that Adayin Lo Avar means...
I was thinking means the day. That's
yeah.
Right.
I just thought that maybe the Bach, by switching around over Miyad, was like making a contrast there and saying, as opposed to our person now, the Nazir is like over the Lav immediately. Our guy isn't over it immediately. He still has the rest of the day to go. So it's the Lav isn't like the time lapse is much longer for the guy that we have with the Shavua guy right now, as opposed to the Nazir where he'll be over it right away. I don't know. I thought there was more of a contrast there, but perhaps not.
See, Adayin, if you didn't say the word Adayin, I would tell you Lo Avar could mean him. But Adayin Lo Avar means the day hasn't passed. What's the Adayin? I guess you could say Adayin Lo Avar means the person has not been violent, but I don't know.
He's in the middle of it still. He's still like, he's in a Lav state, so to speak.
Adayin Lo Avar. Yeah, maybe, listen, I'm not saying it could be, maybe. Yeah. It hit me like maybe it's Adayin, it goes on a day, but. Either way, the svar would still be similar.
Yeah.
Just how to catch it in the words of the Tosis.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rebbe. Have a great day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rebbe?
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to call since any of them. But I was just, I was interested in knowing what Rebbe's thoughts were about the Asura Safik.
Yeah. You can end the recording. Yeah.